Memory in Death by J.D. Robb. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread. She whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. Nursery rhyme. Memory, the warder of the brain. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Death was not taking a holiday. New York may have been decked out in its glitter and glamour, madly festooned in December of 2059, but Santa Claus was dead, and a couple of his elves weren't looking so good. Lieutenant Eve Dallas stood on the sidewalk with the insanity of Times Square screaming around her and studied what was left of St. Nick. A couple of kids, still young enough to believe that a fat guy in a red suit would wiggle down the chimney to bring them presents instead of murdering them in their sleep, were shrieking at a decibel designed to puncture eardrums. She wondered why whoever was in charge of them didn't haul them away. Not her job, she thought, thank God. She preferred the bloody mess at her feet. She looked up, way up. Dropped down from the 36th floor of the Broadway View Hotel. So the first officer on scene had reported, shouting, ho, 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 according to witnesses, until he'd gone splat, and had taken out some hapless son of a bitch who'd been strolling through the endless party. The task of separating the two smashed bodies would be an unpleasant one, she imagined. Two other victims had escaped with minor injuries. One had simply dropped like a tree and cracked her head on the sidewalk in shock when the nasty spatter of blood, gore, and brain matter had splashed all over her. Dallas would leave them to the medical techs for the moment, and get statements when, hopefully, they were more coherent. She already knew what had happened here.